love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. There is something so fucking special about not having a guest.
I know. We did like 4 guest episodes in a row, right? 3.
And they all were great, all amazing people. But I enjoy filming this podcast so much more when it's just you and me. Is that mean to say?
No, that's not mean to say. I feel like we've had like a lot of like built up stories over the past few weeks because you went to Cabo. You went.
I have actually just. Think that's it.
Off the deep end.
I've been wherever the deep end is. I am like head first swimming in it right now.
No,
it's not a good thing.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, I've actually been excited to podcast with you because so many things have happened and I just don't even know where to begin.
I feel like I don't really know either.
I went to Cabo. Okay. And I had been sober up until Cabo and very much had the intention of remaining sober in Cabo.
Which is hard, but you've done it.
Yeah, it is really, really hard to be sober there. And I think that I underestimated, I don't know, just the first 75 hard was so much easier for me.
Maybe now that you know that you can do it, it's kind of just like, oh, I could start again tomorrow.
100, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And it's like, I was also very deep in it when I started traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I went to Cabo on day like 40, 50.
Yeah, and now it's like the sooner you break it, it's like, okay, whatever. It's not a big deal. It's only been like 5 days.
Absolutely. And I'd gone like 20 days and I entirely planned on being sober in Cabo. And then I ran into some friends and certain people just
bring it out of you.
Yeah. And it sucks when you know that you love someone so much. Like I have so much fun with you, but like you also have to acknowledge the fact that like this person might be terrible for me. Which is actually going
to
be the whole
thing. And also,
of this
do you
episode.
Have that much fun with them if you have to be drunk to have fun with them?
But that's the thing. No, I have fun with these people sober. I just have
but
way more
But it's just like all
fun.
Of a sudden you're like, oh, I want to drink with them.
Absolutely. And I was supposed to be in Cabo for 2 days. I was there for 8.
Thank God. You really almost had me. I almost went. She was offering to bribe me. She was doing anything she could to get me to go to Cabo.
Because I thought it was going to be like a sober, wholesome trip. I was like, we'll go find a podcast studio in Mexico.
I still don't.
I brought a book with me in my suitcase. Why?
I believed you. I thought you were really going to be gone for a couple days, but I'm not kidding. At a certain point, I was like, are they ever coming back?
And the weather here has just been like so freezing, frigid, depressing as fuck. And like all the house shit, like I've been hating being in LA. Like I feel like nothing's going right. Like bad luck to the extent, like
yeah, see
weather, everything. So I'm there and it's like warm and sunny and I'm like drinking and having fun with my friends and it's like $1 to be there. And I just like never wanted to come home.
I get that.
And so I came back from Cabo.
And then you were on your little drinking bend.
I've been decent here and there. I understand that I'm a completely better person not drinking. And hopefully I will get to a point where it's just not a part of my life at all. And I definitely have to run back to therapy. But relapsing on alcohol is the least of my concerns.
I really do agree with that. Do we want to talk about what is the worst of your concerns? I know it's tough, but I think we have to discuss it with the audience.
I know, but at this point, it's like not even accountability. It is public embarrassment.
It is public embarrassment, but those two things are almost always
I guess
coexist.
They do go hand in hand.
You relapsed on something worse than alcohol, worse than drugs.
Chris Miles. Here's the thing. We are just friends. Yeah. We have not hooked up at all.
You haven't?
Swear to God, Bible.
Are you lying?
I honestly think even if I wanted to, he wouldn't want to. We both are so aware of the fact that it is like we could never, ever touch each other again because that is like actively worse, in my opinion, than
like
shooting up heroin.
You did say that like it is like going back and just trying meth like one more time.
Exactly. Like it's just so awful.
Yeah.
And terrible. And the thing is I really wanted to be friends for so long. Like, mm-hmm. I still do. I think he's the funniest person ever. I have so much fun with him when we have fun, you know?
Yeah.
And I spent so much of, and I don't want to say this in a way where it like casts negatively on him because I do think he's in a better place now, but like, I spent so much time like really worried about him mm-hmm. and like his well-being, just if he was okay, if he was going to live, like straight up, you know? And I loved him so much and I never really got that closure. Like, we just broke up and I spent every day having nightmares about it, every day worrying about it. Like, and I told myself after so much time had passed, like, I would love to be able to be friends.
Yeah, because it feels like, good, like, to feel like he's close enough for you to really, like, know
yeah, to have
how
that,
he
like,
is, what he's, like, how he's doing. Like, it just feels yeah. more, like, safe.
And I miss him, like, terribly as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, terribly, terribly. That was my best friend. I can, like, tell him anything in the world. I'm closer with him than literally anyone in the world. And it, like, just sucks. I'm going to cry. I don't want to cry.
You cry?
No. It sucks knowing that we literally can't be friends.
Yeah. That is, it's, I feel like that's the hardest part of every breakup. But like, you guys were, I mean,
terrible.
A trauma bonded relationship too. So it is just hard.
I've seen him for the past couple days and the spiral. And it's nothing on him. Like, he wants the best for me, like, but whatever. It's just like the person I become when I'm around him is someone I just don't like.
I get it. You're like out of your mind all of a sudden.
We literally can't be friends. And it sucks so bad because I miss him so badly, like as a friend.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like hard because it's like the advice I want to give you, I wouldn't take. Like, I feel like that too. I'm like, I can be their friend and you just can't almost ever. Unless, of course, you guys are both like two actual, like completely healed, healthy individuals.
I think it could be 40 years from now and I would see him and I immediately become that girl I was again the day I met him. Like, I don't know what it is.
You just fall right back into it. It's like that's where your relationship sat.
And it's like crazy because we talk about it a lot, like him and I. It's like, I've never spoken to anyone in my life the way I've spoken to him. Like, I've never fought with someone like that. I've never acted like that, like breaking shit and being fucking like actually nuts.
Well, that's so hard too because it's like, what do you think is like, you can't all of a sudden one day just not act like that anymore. I mean, maybe you could.
I just don't with anyone else.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's been what? Like, I haven't like been around him in like 8 months or some shit like that. So, and it's like, I'm around everyone else and I'm so like not like that, that it's like, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And then I see him again and it's like,
I don't know. I feel like you like have convinced yourself though that like you're never going to be that close with anybody and like he's the funniest one and you're always like going to have the closest like friendship and like bond with him. But I think you just haven't, like, the people who you are, like, or have dated since or, like, tried to be with since.
I don't even mean dated. I mean, like, of all my friends, he's the person that I've, like, ever been the closest with.
But a lot of it was, like, unhealthy. Like,
I know.
It was, like, that it wasn't, like, a healthy situation. It's a trauma bond.
At all. And it's just, like, their whole friend group, bless their heart, they're all nutcases. They're, yeah. Like, the other night, I don't even know if I should tell this story. Like, might be mad. Actually, I won't say his name. The other night, a bunch of us were all at like Rainbow Room and we all got like dinner, which should be so fucking normal. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And there was this guy. For the people who don't know what Rainbow Room is like, it's like this bar out here. Nothing good ever happens there. It's like very much like a... derived from like the rock era.
Yeah, it's classic. Like every rock star like has spent so much time there.
And there's done so many drugs and been like, insane. Yeah. Like it's an insane place.
It's right next door to like one of the biggest like...
Like theater. Rock theaters yeah. in LA. So people would always play shows, go get fucked up there. That's a vibe. And like, we're all at Rainbow Room and we're sitting there eating and we order a pizza. And we're eating this pizza and we're all just like hanging out, whatever. And this guy comes over and he puts his cigarette out on our table. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what?
You know what I mean? And we all just kind of laugh at it at first, but the guys are kind of starting to be like, what the fuck? This is weird. Why is this guy lurking on our table? Why did he just put his cigarette out on the table? Because it's me, Amari, and Ashley. The girls and the gays aren't going to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes go by and he comes back over. He's talking to us. The staff keeps apologizing to us like for this guy's behavior like over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, it's fine, like whatever. But I can tell that the guys are like starting to get agitated with it. Like they're like, can this guy like fuck off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we're all about to leave and he comes over one last time and grabs a slice of pizza off our table and starts eating it and walks away. And Amari, the guy like grabs the slice of pizza and starts walking away. And Amari goes and hunts him down and grabs him by his hoodie and drags him back over to the table.
So funny.
To hold him accountable for what he just did. Like, hey,
not holding him back at the table.
Like, why did you eat this pizza, right?
Yeah, what the fuck?
And we're all like, what the fuck? Like, that was super rude, whatever. Him. And so we get the bill. Me and Ashley go upstairs to the bathroom. We come back downstairs from the bathroom, and all of the Rainbow Room staff is outside surrounding this guy covered in blood.
What?
One of Chris's friends.
Oh no.
Took it upon himself to rock the living shit out of this man.
For taking a slice of pizza? Now, I don't know whose team I'm on now. But it's also like, why the fuck are you going to steal a slice of pizza like right off our table?
And put your cigarette out on the table. Like,
yeah, was asking for it, but like also like,
it's funny
had to beat him up.
I think he just hit him one time. Still not okay. I'm not justifying it. But it's funny because all the guy's friends did not jump in. They were like, man, you deserve that, whatever. And we had to run out of the Rainbow Room and literally get into like a moving vehicle and like skirt. Like, that's a crime.
Oh no. You dined and dashed?
No, we paid.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that that's what you took from that is crazy.
But that's what you made it sound like. Mm-mm. But that is really crazy.
Well, imagine me in the backseat of this car, like going 100 miles per hour.
It's not a healthy lifestyle. I feel like you've risen above it.
I know.
But it's hard. Like, it's harder than it sounds. Like, or
it feels like the hardest thing in the world.
It is. It's the fucking worst thing. That's why, like, I don't even like, I just take it every time someone says something to me about it now, because it's like, it's hard not to like text
care someone. And like want to be there and want to fix that person,
especially
yourself,
like, in your particular situation. Like, I kind of feel that way too, where you actually worry about that person, like their mental health and like how they're doing.
I think I literally need a restraining order.
We need to get you back on the apps.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso, balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on getting back? But what if we did one date a week? Can I tell you something that I've never told anyone?
That's some genetic gifts.
You're going to die. Tana, you're going to die. And I've never told anyone this. I'm going to start crying.
I'm so excited. We're never having a guest on ever the fuck again, by the way.
Tana, you're going to die, and I can't even tell you. I'll tell you who this is about when we're not on the pod, but...
Or bleep it. I just don't
know. I recently opened a photo. Someone sent me a dick pic, okay, which I don't solicit often, but when I do...
She does.
I do.
She does.
And I have seen this one a million times before, okay? But this time, something, I don't know, I clicked it. Tell me why at the top it said Facetune in the title. I swear on my life.
No.
I swear to God.
This man Facetuned his dick.
And he didn't even bother to change the title before sending it.
Tell me right the fuck now, bleep it, but I have to know.
Swear to God.
I have such secondhand embarrassment, I could throw up.
What's so crazy about it is I saw it and I was embarrassed for myself. I was like, oh my God. And I immediately just like, I never thought about that man again.
What did you respond to that photo though?
Well, the thing is, that was so long ago. It was like me revisiting the photo like way later.
Why? Were you just like horny?
No, I just wanted to be reminded.
That actually like is making me short of breath. Like when I get bad secondhand embarrassment, I like actually have a little mini panty.
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
That's penny central.
I was going to never tell you, but honestly, I hate this man now. So it's like, whatever. I've been waiting to tell you that. I didn't think I ever would. I don't know why. It just like really felt like I had to keep it to myself forever. But
you like doing that. Like you like letting someone know that like you kept a secret for a while. It does make it like funnier.
But if it happened to you, like for some reason, it feels embarrassing to me and not to him.
I agree.
Because I like, that's so bad. Like, and just knowing that like.
He face-tuned
his dick pic. And then
I'm like, honest
and God, just knowing that the man has Facetune on his phone like is enough for me to literally never want him to look
Facetune's
at me.
Facetune's one of those
again.
Things that's just for the girls.
It's for a woman, and I use Facetune, and I will never ever deny
it. I use so much of it.
But But if a man uses Facetune, we have to call the police.
100%. 100%. I would rather a man do so many things.
I can't believe
that. Like, so many things. I would rather him send a video of you, of him, like, fucking himself in the ass.
Well, what's crazy is I got so many, like, he would send so many videos.
Earlier today, I did the most single-handed embarrassing possible thing you can ever do. This entire episode is actually just a list of my 13 reasons, and I'm just gonna fucking kill myself after, okay? I swear to God. Earlier today, I was texting
Mr. Third Leg.
Yeah, I don't even know what you call him. Tripod? I was texting Tripod. That's his new name.
Yeah, that's his name. That's his name.
I was texting Tripod, and I got a Jersey Mike's giant sub.
It's a 2 foot long.
And I had just shown Brooke this man's apparatus. And Brooke looks over at me, and she goes, "You should send a photo of your hand holding the sub to the guy and say, thinking of you." I sent it to the wrong man. I sent that text to the wrong man. And I wish so badly I could tell the podcast who the wrong man is.
Just not the right person to send it to.
At all.
But hilarious. You honestly, though, that's like, it was best case scenario because it's like, okay, it's just a photo of a sandwich. At least you didn't send him like a tit pic.
That's true. That is really, really true. I mean, and to be fair, the guy that I accidentally sent it to responded like, "Oh my God, I love Jersey Mike. I want it today."
He was with the shits.
But I was like, you have no idea who this was meant for and why, you know?
That's so crazy. I'm not a sexter anymore. I feel like I'm reformed.
So, as you know, especially in my sober era, this happened in my sober era. This was before I went to Cabo. I was still sober. I was doing really, really good.
Uh-huh.
I was with my sober little boyfriend. And now he's gone. And that's, I think, another reason why I'm being a little more insane. Because he's like...
Wait, why am I not be able to think about who it is? Oh, duh.
And he's gone, so I...
Where is he?
I didn't know that. And so I was just smoking weed with him. I was being like so good. And as you know, I smoke a decent amount of weed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't really smoke like crazy gas. Like I do definitely smoke some like crazy gas. Team Bryce on God. Fuck.
Bryce just followed me back.
Yeah, I don't smoke like crazy, crazy weed. But if I do, if I take a hit of it, like I'm still fine, you know, because I smoke so much like normal weed that I've like built up like a tolerance, you know. Yeah. And I'm smoking with this guy and I take like 5 hits of the joint, right? Which is like not a lot at all. Something in me tells me after hitting this that I should like ask him, like, how strong is this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, am I going to be so high? And he's like, it's really, really strong weed, blah, 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 right? 8 minutes go by, I shit you not. And I am seeing the hat man in the fucking corner, okay? Like, I'm seeing,
no.
God, I'm so high. Like, focusing on your breathing high. Like, you can't, like, do anything like whatever, and I'm kind of laughing like it's not terrible. I'm not like panicked, but I am a little like it's definitely one of those highs where it's like, will this ever end?
Like, also, see, I get scared in those situations because I'm like, is this gonna get worse?
That no, and it did,
like,
and it did.
Did it just start?
So that yeah, and it had just started. So for the next hour, I would just get progressively higher and higher and higher. I would definitely compare it to taking like a fuck ton of mushrooms worse, honestly. And I turned to him and I'm like, are you like so fucking high? Like, this is not normal weed to me, like whatever. And he turns to me and he tells me that his friend runs an organization where they bring this specific weed to people with cancer to ease their fucking cancer pain. I smoked the cancer pack. And I was home.
Oh my God, I hope you didn't take it away from somebody in need like these Ozempic girls.
I didn't. First of all, this wasn't even my weed. Second of all, I think they gift it to people as well. They've just got
wait,
it
wait, but
all
it's like
up.
It's that strong. Like it's, that, it's taking cancer away.
Apparently.
Why am I there's a tear in my eye?
I smoked a fucking cancer pack.
We're not laughing at cancer.
Look at that chemo. Look at that chemo kush.
That chemo kush. This is not funny. We're gonna get canceled.
Obviously, I don't think anyone should have cancer.
What is it, a choice? What the fuck?
No, I'm just saying cancer is bad and sad.
Cancer sucks.
That doesn't change the fact that I smoked the cancer pack.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all.
That's the whole story.
Well, how long did it last?
Probably like I woke up still high the next day, like probably like 18 hours.
That's
wouldn't recommend it to a friend.
See, I can't smoke. I don't really like I don't like feeling high like that.
Like that? No, not at all.
I don't like feeling high in general. I get like nauseous.
Mm-hmm. Love to be high. It's the only thing that gets me through not drinking.
Reason 14. Yeah, we got to call Miss Therapist. I probably have to get back in therapy pretty soon.
I definitely have to go back to therapy soon. I have so many demons right now.
I feel like I was like, too bad. I'm doing pretty good right now. I am.
One of us has got to carry the team on their back, you know?
You know what I just saw that kind of reminds me of us?
What?
I saw this woman talking about relationships, or she was talking about like a marriage. She goes, everyone expects a marriage to be 50-50, but it's never 50-50. Did you see this too?
Yeah, but I stopped watching it.
Oh, and she's like, it's never 50-50. Like, she's like, obviously sometimes I'm going to come home and I'm going to have like, maybe I had a bad day, and I'll come home and literally say like, I'm at 20. And then my husband will be like, okay, I'll carry us with the 80. Like,
and that I'm just like, gave me chills.
That's what we do with the podcast. If it's like, you come in with,
I'm on five.
If you come in with 90, I'll give a good 10.
I came in today with 5%. So thank you for carrying.
Eating. What do you mean? You've told like 100 stories already.
Yeah, I think I'm funnier when there's trauma involved, which is also something I have to unpack in therapy.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Do you know what I realized?
What?
So did you grow up watching iCarly?
Of course.
iCarly?
Did you see Freddie and Carly are together in the reboot?
No.
There's a reboot. And
that's really cute.
It's like on Paramount, and Freddie and Carly are... And Freddie's sexy now.
I've seen enough of the reboot to know that I might not agree.
Freddie is sexy. Now. I'm in my clean cut man era right now.
Honestly, to any of the canceled viewers and listeners out here right now, I will say that I do this 50% for like therapeutic reasons. Like, I love to do this with you.
Yeah, you lay it all out, and then it's like it's like talking to a therapist or something.
Yeah.
Except just I'm just so much less qualified and probably giving you the wrong advice.
And we give each other terrible, terrible advice. But it's like, it feels like once it's out there on the internet, like you therapized it. And
therapized.
And yeah, this is for the people. I hope you guys enjoy this shit because it doesn't bring me anything really good. But
I'm trying to think if I have any confessions.
Listen.
Oh.
I grew up watching iCarly. I think iCarly is one of the main reasons why I started my YouTube channel as well. And I always wanted to be Carly Shay. Like growing up, like I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like obviously like, it's not like actually one of the reasons I started. Like I ended up starting for like Shane Dawson and watching people actually on YouTube. But I think it was the first thing that ever planted the seed in my head of like people have shows on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always wanted to be Carly Shay. And I was, and even now in like, in my head, up until recently, it's like, we're kind of like iCarly. Like, in my head, I'm like, I kind of do that. Like, whatever. I rewatched iCarly. I'm fucking Sam Puckett. Like, in every possible way. And you're Carly Shay.
I don't think I'm Carly.
You are so Carly Shay.
Who's like, Freddie?
Sam Amari.
I want to be Carly, but that's really nice. You're not Sam.
Sam Puckett walks around with a tube sock filled with butter and beats people with it. She has no parents.
I don't have parents either.
She's awful. She hates everyone and everything. She doesn't care what she... Like, you're Carly and I'm fucking Sam.
That's so nice, but I don't know if I agree with that. I think...
Look at you right now.
Dude, we should try to get Jeanette on
You have a gold dangly cross earring
well,
in
first
right
of
now.
All, we're going to an event after this. That's why I have a full fucking smoky eye and my
Look
hair done.
Me.
I thought she was going to be ready to.
I couldn't do it today. But I woke up in peril.
I don't know. I used to have a big crush on Spencer.
I still do. And I've slid in his DMs.
No, you have to Google what Freddie looks like now, though, because he's like, he's literally hot. Look him up on TikTok.
Freddie from iCarly Now.
Like, he looks sexy in the reboot. They look exactly the same, but he looks like hot, like old Freddie.
People also search for Tana Mojo. I'm
Sam Puckett. Jeanette McCurdy's like my favorite.
Oh,
ever.
Just kidding. It searched for Jeff Wittick. Why? What the fuck? Hold on.
I don't know. Maybe it knows what's on your mind.
Jeff Wittick is not on my mind. He's the least of my concerns right now. Fuck. Freddie from iCarly Now.
I'm off Reddit.
Have you fucking lost your fucking mind?
Wait, no. I'm going to send you it on.
He looks like John from John and Kate Plus 8. He totally does. I need a side-by-side hold, please.
No, he totally does. But no. Let me show you. Let me show you what I saw, and you're going to be like, oh.
John from John and Kate Plus 8.
No. You're wrong, and I'm right. Wait, whatever just came out of you, that wheeze, like, sent me literally, I think, to the moon.
Look at John. Look at John. I have to go back to back on that.
That looks just like him.
Look at Freddie.
Wait, no.
Look at John.
No. Look what I'm texting you right now. You're going to die. He's sexy.
He looks like Taylor Lautner.
He does.
You think they've ever just fucked it out one time? I would have to.
For sure. He looks amazing.
Is he single?
I don't know. I'm about to DM him. What's his
do
name?
It. Nathan Kress, and why do I know that?
I'm DMing him right now.
I don't know the second
say?
President, but I know that man's name is Nathan Kress.
Nathan Fuck. Kress. 3.3 million followers.
Do you know what Lila's been doing to me like crazy?
What?
Like, and it's driving me up a wall. I cussed her out on the jet the other day. I cussed her the fuck
that's
out.
That's such a funny thing to say, cussed her out on the jet.
Well, I'm going to explain why it was on the jet and why I cussed her out, okay? So, as you know, Lila...
He has short king in his bio.
Yeah, he is a short king. Lila, as you know, we both are paywall content creators. So we're spicy content creators.
Yes.
And I think it's really fun that I get to do that. I don't want to say the word because it's going to get the whole episode demonetized, yeah. But that I get to do that with my friends. Like, it makes it way more fun. Like, I do love a structured collab. I love, like, Sky Brie. I love Lana Rhodes. I love doing that. But I'm not with them every single day, you know? Yeah. So getting to do it, like, with your friends is so fun and so easy. You know what I mean? Anywhere we are. Like, it can just be like, should we take our clothes off and take some, you know? But I have been very open about the fact that I do not do corn online on my I
no
do not.
Corn.
I've never shown my puss. I've never shown my asshole. Even though it is, my asshole is so cute. I've been bleaching it so much lately. I want to show you.
You bleach it?
I've been bleaching it at home.
Should I be bleaching mine?
I'll bleach your asshole. It's so fun.
I do need you to get my back knee after this episode. I'm not kidding.
I'll get your back knee and bleach your asshole.
We'll do like a self-care day.
These bitches are out here doing like Tatcha face masks and we're like popping blackheads
bleach
and bleaching
my asshole.
But anyways, I do not do corn. I've never put anything in me on the internet. I have never released a sex tape, even though I fight demons every single day to release a sex tape, make $10 million and move to Nebraska.
Maybe you could get Nathan Kress.
Maybe that's my iCarly debut. Anywho-zy, Lila keeps doing this thing to me. She keeps doing this thing to me. And we started fighting on the jet because it was like her 15th time doing it, where she goes online and she acts like I'm like making like corn with her. Like,
oh no,
we're on this plane and she's filming a video and she's like, Tana and I put so many things in our holes so that we could get this plane. Like, go check it out, blah, blah, blah. Lila, I did a Ripple brand deal and got the plane. Like, in
and
what?
So the people who like don't pay the money and actually go see it are just genuinely in their heart. They're like, Tana put a zucchini in her hole.
Yes. And a popsicle and whatever else the fuck Lila puts in her holes. And it's like, Lila, again, I'm trying to rebrand. This episode is not a part of that. Seriously, skip over it. But you can't just act like I do that. And I get that, like, the people she's promoting it to are her followers, and they're going to go buy her pants where she does
do
it.
But you can't imply that you're doing, because it's like, you just, if that's
not
the look
like
you
make
want,
out,
that's not
we'll like
you
get
want.
Like fun with it. Like, we've definitely done some like.
Yeah, but you don't have to say you put a hot dog in your.
Yeah, and you can't take me down that, no pun intended, hole with you, Lila. Like, I don't do that. And it's like, oh my God, it's been driving me up a fucking wall. Up a wall.
Yeah, I get why that would upset you. I don't think I would like that very much.
Chris Miles is calling. Hello?
Why is Pete Davidson and Mr. Beast new YouTube video?
I'm podcasting right now and you want no part in this. I'll call you back. You should have seen the fear in his eyes.
Oops. Aw.
See, like that.
I hope no one I care about ever watches this podcast.
I have never resonated with a sentence harder. I hope no one I care about ever watches this fucking podcast.
Except for the people.
Guys will talk to me very frequently like, is this going to end up on the podcast? You're the girl with the pod. Like, it makes people, like, a little afraid.
You know what makes me happy is to quote Taylor Swift every time, where it's like, if guys don't want me to write bad songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things. Like, anytime a guy's like, are you going to talk shit about me on the podcast? I'm like, yeah.
If you do something that warrants me talking shit about you on the podcast. I stand by that. It is the other 80% of me volunteering information about myself that no one should ever hear.
It is so crazy. Like, there's so many. I was just thinking about, like, last night I was talking to this guy and I was like saying how, you know, I was going to be a nurse. And that was my journey. Okay. I used to fucking spend the night sobbing in the library doing fucking stoichiometry. Okay. And to think that, like, I wasted all that time. And now, even if I were to finish, no one's hiring me because I came online and I talked about how someone put a hot dog in their butthole. You know what I mean? Like,
and it wasn't me.
And it was not Tana. It was not Tana Marie Mojo.
It is so true. I mean, to be fair, we have very different journeys in that. Like, I think if I wasn't here doing this right now, I'd be dead or like a literal hooker or a drug dealer. So, well, I guess I'll take
but
this.
But I was like, it was an act I was putting on. I never wanted to be a nurse. And I knew that.
That's crazy to take an act so far to go to college.
No, but you want
to
hear how bad it was? I was so committed. I was a business major. I was enrolled in, first of all, ASU, Arizona State University, which I would never, ever attend in a million years. I was enrolled as a business major, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I decided I should follow a guy, obviously, to the University of Arizona. He was not on board. He did not want me to follow him. He wanted me nowhere near him.
As one did. I had a point in my life where I thought I was going to go to University of Reno with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I really.
And he blackmailed me for
all
my
money. Well, it was just like, I knew my guy friends were going there. I was like, I'm going to go to U of A, business major, okay? I watched Grey's Anatomy and I changed my major to nursing and I followed through for 3.5 years.
It's funny because at that time I was watching Breaking Bad. Like, I could do this shit.
Breaking Bad. I had to stop watching Breaking Bad. No, Orange.
Dexter too.
Orange is the New Black. I had to stop because at the time my mom was in prison. And I was like, this is not good for my mental.
At all. I can't watch Orange is the New Black because it's too like porny. Like, it kind of makes me horny.
I loved it though. Like, Crazy Eyes. That's a really good show. But I do sometimes get exhausted. Like, this is a weird thing I have. I don't like when everybody in the in a show always wears the same outfit. Like South Park. I'm not even kidding. Like, I need versatility.
That has got to be a touch of something.
it's like, what are they going to change into? You know what I mean? It's like orange or tan.
Maybe the new black.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I like that. Like, I like that I'm going to open Family Guy and I know what Lois is going to be wearing.
Yeah, but I don't.
Feels like home.
I don't, because I can't differentiate between the episodes. It's like, have I been watching the same episode for fucking 3 seasons?
Wow.
Someone scissoring.
And Joe from You, it brings you closer to someone, you know?
I don't like
a character.
It.
I don't know him. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'll stop talking. This is weird now. Please feel free to.
Anyway, if you're interested in me, click out.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, Go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Can you please talk about one of your dates last night? Because I want to talk about my story with this man.
Okay, first of all, I want to be clear. I went on 2 dates yesterday on actual accident. It wasn't like, I'm playing both teams kind of thing. It was like, I had been talking to one of these guys, like, for a while. I like him.
Yeah.
We'd been talking, but he was out of town. And, like, he's like, kind of a flake, honestly. He was like, oh, he'd make a plan and then, like, switch up. And I was just, like, getting frustrated with the situation. I was like, this man is never going to hang out with me.
Yeah.
And so you introduced me to another guy. Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, he was just a nice, funny guy. And uh-huh. He was like, you know what? Let's go to dinner on Friday. It's just like, okay, uh-huh. For sure. So we had these dinner plans for like a week. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Flaky Flake comes out of the woodworks and he has this whole plan.
Extravagant date too. And you like Flaky really, Flake.
Yeah. And I like Flaky Flake.
Yeah.
So he had this like whole elaborate thing planned for the daytime on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be like, oh no, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah, especially because you like him. And it's also like, I'm sorry, but like, we're in our 20s. It's the only time of your life again where you're going to be in like the dating pool. Like once you're married, you're married. Like if
yeah, and I have no, I have no like business saying no to this man who actually set a date and a time and showed up. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you've flaky flaked on me fucking 15 times.
Yeah.
So I had no, like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I was just saying this to a man. I was like, if you don't like what I do, then put a ring on it or shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well,
which
I'm
is
not,
probably why I'm
I mean,
mom,
I haven't
but.
Been on a date in months. So for yeah. the, for me to have 2 dates in 1 day is like,
yeah.
But it just was so, it was so coincidental. And I was like, I guess I'm just committing. And I'm someone who gets so much anxiety from going on a date. Like I have to like.
Same.
I have to mentally prepare. That's why I hated Flaky Flake so much. Because I was like, I'm thinking about this. I'm having anxiety about it. And then it doesn't happen. And I'm like, you just wasted a day of anxiety yeah. for me.
Do you drink before you go on a date?
Oh, yeah.
I like purposefully go on them sober to like feel it. Isn't that
That's self-harm.
I did that last night.
That's like cutting.
You know, like I was so nervous. I was literally shaking, but I like that feeling sometimes. Anyways.
But it was kind of nice because it was like, I almost, it's like two birds, one stone. I only had to have
one
like
glam.
The angst of it all. No, I did redo the glam. But
okay.
It sucked because it was like, I liked the first one so much that I was like, oh my God, should I not go on the second one?
Yeah, but like you'd already made the plan and like he is a great
but
guy.
But I just felt bad. He was just like a nice guy and yep. I went to dinner. But it was like.
And so did you make out with him?
I made out with one.
That's crazy. You didn't make out with.
No, I do like one of them more than the other.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I really wanted to bring this up is because the second guy that Brooke went on a date with, I also had an encounter with like a
Fuck!
While ago.
But you can't say that because the people already think I want to wear your skin.
She doesn't want to wear my fucking skin. It's LA. We have similar tastes. We live in a similar world. Things
and
don't work out.
She introduced me to this man.
Yeah. And like, and I did not like, I'm just friends with this man tenfold, right? Like, I don't want to say what he like does for a living, but I had hung out with him at some point a long time ago and we hung out and I was like, he's funny. Like, and I'm sure you probably have the same interest for going on the date. You're like, he's super funny, super sweet.
Yeah.
Like, why not? And he's not, he's cute.
Yeah. I thought he was a really good contender. He's a nice Jewish man. I'm only dating Jewish from now on because can
why?
I say that? Because yeah. I had someone on Etsy draw my soulmate.
And they look Jewish.
And I know that my soulmate is Jewish. So it's like, I'm dating to marry. Like, I'm not wasting my time.
100%.
I'm only going on dates with Jewish men from this point forward.
100%. But should I just not tell the story? I shouldn't tell the story.
No, tell it. It's funny.
Yeah, but is it mean to him?
Yeah, don't tell the story. Anyway, Tana went on a date with him
funny.
First.
But he would think it's funny.
And Brooke just steals all Tana's men. Honestly, if we want to really talk about it, my first date also DM'd Tana first.
For so long.
Do you think that's what happens? Do you think they find out they can't have you and they're like, you
no,
know what?
If
well,
anything, I think
code.
They're like, I don't want this nuts ass bitch. Like, and like, you're prettier, you're cleaner.
That's
you're like,
not true.
You're like just a better catch, I think.
That is not
for
true.
For certain types of our types. You know, like there are certain guys.
But I do have to wonder, like it scares me, but it's like. It sounds like, okay, just avoid the guys that your friends have talked to, but it's like...
It's hard when your best friend's Tana Mojo. I'll give you that. It really is. Like,
well,
I'm just,
but it's like, it's just like, these are nice and good contenders of guys. And we both just acknowledge that.
And to be fair as well, though, like, my type is not that. Like, I have to actively fight.
Yeah, these are both very, like,
not my type. Like, and I'm always actively fighting that, like, trying to date the nice guy, trying to go on dates with a nice guy. I'll even have, like, a nice boyfriend for, like,
I'm
6 months.
I'm definitely, like, a nice guy type, or I'm really, yeah, like, I'm trying, like, to be, like, I really want a nice guy.
That's your type. Like, nice, cute, clean cut. Like, that doesn't, like, do it for prince. Me at all. Like, I want you to be so, like, I mean, you, yeah, saw the man today. The whole,
I used to think
tripod.
I used to think I liked, like, what you liked, but I think I was just in a phase. Like, when I thought I, like, should marry Pete Davidson, I think I was in a phase.
Yeah, like, I'm not in a phase at all. Like, I know that if I end up with someone clean cut, like, I'm always going to be, like, I'll be in a coffee shop and I'll see a guy, like, covered in tattoos and be like, that's
And he'll
be
like,
be
that's
with.
Where I should be.
Like, I just love a grungy guy. And I think I'm better for the grungy guys and you're better for the cleaner guys. Like, okay. Like, your type, like, look at you. Look at me. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I have, like, a waterline eyeliner and a black.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're giving, like, a nice blowjob with, like, nice girl eyes and your little white waterline. And
I don't,
like,
give blowjobs.
And I'm like, I want, like, my makeup dripping down my face. Like, do you fucking like that? You know? Is that too
much? No, I'm, like, acting shocked so that if either of my boyfriends watch this, they're like, oh, my God, like, she's so innocent.
I hate you.
I'm just kidding. I only have one boyfriend. But who is it? We'll never know.
I think we should have second date on the podcast, though. And then I can tell
my
hookup.
I think both of them want to come on the podcast.
I want to tell my hookup story with him and your date story. Like, we should do it while he's here. It's almost funny.
I think he'd be down for it, too. I think it's hilarious.
I know it is funny. I was going to die with that for some reason.
Can we say he's a podcaster, too?
I think I actually have to hook up with Ryan.
I think you should. But don't say anything. We're going to have to cut.
Do it for the culture.
I have to. Like, I miss him.
I think you should. I think that would bring everything full circle.
I have
and I think
a feeling
he deserves,
he's hung too.
After everything he's been through, I think he deserves it. I'm dead serious. Like, he got really, like, dragged through the mud.
It'd be cute.
But you were the victim.
I was so the victim.
I'm in podcast beef.
Oh my God, Brooke. I'm in a mood today. Where if we talk about this today, the things that I would say in response are so different than if I was like,
okay,
full
well,
glam
I do want to, I want to be a little bit careful about it. I want to tread lightly a bit. I don't know how much energy I really want to give the conversation, but recently I'm watching a little podcast. I got tagged in a little something, something of someone like trash talking me on a podcast. And if you guys know the backstory, I had like a second there where I was going to do another pod, like a second podcast in addition to this one.
Yeah, it was around the time where I was going to do a second podcast with Jeff as well.
Yeah,
and I think
I was
we
like,
both thought
we didn't
that would
know
be...
when Canceled was going to come back. And I loved podcasting and I was like, I want to have a podcast kind of thing. And I reached out to somebody who I thought was like just the funniest person. And like, I wasn't really friends with her, but I was like, she was just a friend or... I thought she was funny. I thought she'd be a good co-host kind of thing. Mm. And so she and I like started this whole negotiation process. We started pitching this show to a million different like production companies and stuff. We ended up getting a production company to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the little ball rolling. Okay.
Okay.
There's meeting after meeting. We had been like,
you better tell the cockroach story so I don't have to.
I will.
Oh my God.
We probably,
if she's gonna drag your
we
name
probably
like
we
that.
Probably had 20 meetings about this podcast, and like every single one of them was like her whole team, my whole team, the whole production company. Like it'd be like 13 people in a Zoom, okay? Uh-huh. And we had meeting after meeting, and like so many people are putting so much effort into this situation, okay? We had contracts, like both of us were getting paid like a good salary to show up somewhere and talk for an hour a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, which is insane.
That's what it was. And it was amazing. I was so grateful for it. It was like, I was really like excited about it. Mm. Loved it.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
When I tell you this, I mean, I don't
just tell the truth.
I did start to like get a little bit nervous like throughout the process because I'd be on these meetings that either she wouldn't show up or she would like her camera would be off. She'd be in bed. She wouldn't say a single word during the meeting. And I was like talking on a Zoom. She never one time did she have her camera on. She just like wouldn't participate. And I was like, oh, this is kind of strange. Sometimes would just completely miss them. There's 15 people in this meeting. Wouldn't.
I'll just never forget one time she missed a meeting that you guys had. And correct me if I'm wrong.
This was like toward the end. Like we had already like worked everything out. She missed like one of our most important meetings. Straight up, did not, no call, no show. Almost 48 hours later, the woman texts in our group chat and she goes, I'm so sorry, you guys, I had a cockroach in my house.
And I was so floored by that because even I, Tana Mongeau, would not do that.
Well, what's, yeah.
So say something that day, at least.
Say anything. Say anything. That. And so I, like, you know, like, this is like, you, I will, I'm going to give you so much credit because, like, this time around with canceled, you've been so amazing. You've never canceled. You've never, like, no, but seriously, because that's so like, nice. One of the number one things, like, for the audience that Tana and I fight about is, like, yeah. Timing
Brooke,
and stuff like
Brooke
that.
Brooke loves to be on time, whatever, and I want to respect you with this,
well,
you know?
But this time around, you've been really great. But, like, I knew already that that's something I could not deal with.
And now
like,
this time was also just very different.
Someone who's going to things aren't important. Like, we did a, you know, we did a cover shoot for the podcast. We had the photos, okay? A month later, I go, hey, like, have you chosen a cover? She goes, oh, I'll have to look at them. You haven't looked at them? Like, she just didn't care about
also
it.
Two flaky blonde bitches in your life, like, you'd kill
yourself.
Yeah,
it was like, I already have one, you know what I mean? Like, I love you, but like, yeah. I've got that covered.
Like, I almost feel like if you were to have a second podcast, that's kind of why at the time I felt like Jeff and I's would work, is because you and Jeff are such different people. Yeah. That I felt like
I didn't know if canceled was ever coming back. So I almost felt like it was kind of like a, not replacing you, but I was like, okay, this is going to be like,
like this will work out if canceled doesn't. Yeah.
But it just, I had a bad feeling about it and I started acting accordingly. I started getting a little frustrated. Like we would be like, okay, let's meet here at 4 p.m. and it'd be 5 and she just wasn't there. And she'd be like, oh, I could be there in 30. I'm like, what do you mean you can be there in 30? Like, you chose the time and you're not here, and she'll come in with Starbucks in her hand kind of thing. I was like, oh no. Okay. Eventually, and in my head, I'm like, I should pull out of this, but it's like, at this point, my management has done so much. They spent thousands of dollars on a lawyer to like negotiate our contracts and do all the red lines. And like, they had put so much into it, my team and hers, for like this to be successful and stuff, that I was like, I feel guilty. I have to see it through.
Yeah.
And she ended up pulling out of it. Okay.
And I remember the day you were like, thank God.
But like, not even like to be, because I still really liked her, but I was like, this is, I had
you knew
a bad
it wasn't
feeling.
Gonna work.
I had a bad feeling about it, and I just knew, like, I knew that's not something I wanted to go through.
Yeah.
Tell me why. This girl goes on a podcast the other day and straight up says, I just pulled out of a really huge project with a girl who I just had a bad feeling about. I got a bad vibe from her the whole time. I always had a bad feeling about her. And as soon as I pulled from this really big project, I found out I was right. She was a shitty person.
And why? Why did she find out you were a shitty person, quote unquote?
Still unsure.
Those are fighting words.
Well, it just pissed me off because I'm like,
those, I'm just telling you objectively as an outsider, those are fighting words.
Well, I sent it to her and I was like, hey, Like, did I do something? Like, did I do something? Because I never gave her a hard time about it at all. Because honestly, I was relieved. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to get into like business with somebody who I knew was unreliable. She has been fired from every job she's ever had. I'm so sorry. Like, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want that. And so I was relieved.
And what were you guys really going to do? Rehash?
I never gave her a hard time about it. I was so sweet about it. I was like, thank you for telling me. That's totally fine, whatever. But for her to go on a podcast and say like, oh, it's because she had a bad feeling about me and that's why you pulled out. You pulled out because you were lazy and you didn't want to do it.
Absolutely.
And you turned down a fucking double a teacher's salary for you to just sit on a couch for an hour a week because you're lazy and you didn't want to do it. And I sent it to her and she sent me a clip of us on Canceled where we had told a story like about a girl who went on, it was about her, but like we had gone on and said like, yeah, this girl just went on a podcast. She said like everyone in LA is fake. She hates everyone in LA. There's no real people.
And I was really using that as a, like,
it was a generalized a mass statement.
Generalization because people do that all the time in Los Angeles, to be fair.
I mean, it was like she happened to be a good example of what we were talking about. Like, and I would say that to her face, there's no such thing as a city full of millions of people where nobody's real.
Yeah.
There's just no such thing. So she, I guess that's where she got the idea. She didn't like that we said that or whatever. Yeah. And I understand that. But it's like to say you felt you had a horrible feeling about me the whole time and you were so right and I was a shitty person. Like, just say you didn't show up to the meetings.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
I don't think you should do a podcast with someone you don't know very well, though.
Well, that was my takeaway. And it's like, obviously don't get into business or like sign a contract with somebody. It was, bless her heart for pulling out, because had I found out like that she was this type of person or like that she was like a shady friend or whatever, like,
I think you can do business.
When we were already like the contracts were signed, I would be like way more disappointed. But it's just frustrating because it's like, don't go on a podcast and make me sound like a bad person when you literally like you put in zero effort. Like
your actions
into
this
were bad. And like so many people like on the back end were doing so much for it. Like my managers, like literally spent thousands of dollars, did so much unpaid work just to like negotiate this whole situation, like work this out for us,
and then write it off as like, oh, Brooke sucks, when it's like you guys had never even bonded for her to know if you're a good or a bad person. Like
you literally do not know anything about me.
I think you can do business with people you don't know, but I think podcasting is
it's very personal.
Yeah,
like there are
the occasional anomalies that work out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a frenemy is where it's like you, like where you wouldn't have any. I get that, but that was not like, it wasn't going to be the vibe, and it was a blessing in disguise. But
yeah,
just, and I know now, like, never mind. I was going to take it too far.
Someone said that about me, like, all bets are off, especially without rightful reason. If I did something to be a bad person to you, fuck yeah, call me a bad person.
Yeah, because I already take everything so personally online. Like, you know that. Yeah. Everyone knows that about me. Like, if I read a bad comment, if I read anything or see anything or someone thinks I'm like bad.
Yeah, guys, her responding to Matt was a bit.
What?
I said you responding to Matt was a bit.
Dude.
Like, that was so, it's so funny because I know your sense of humor like the back of my hand, you know? So I'm sitting there podcasting with you and Matt Rife, and it's such a funny bit that he's like, I love soup, and you're like, I love soup.
In the Matt episode, Matt, I literally be like, oh, I love mac and cheese. And Matt would be like, oh, I don't really like mac and cheese. And I'd be like, yeah, like, fuck mac and cheese. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, I thought it was so obviously a bit. In the comments, I can't even read them. I'm sick.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought people would completely understand that.
I thought they would too. And he's like, he's my friend, dude. Matt Rife is my neighbor.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was funny, and I was surprised that the comments were like that.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's: cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, Go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
But that it is funny over the time of podcasting, and I always tell you this, I've told you this from the jump, like that episode, all the comments are like, Tana carried, Tana did great things. The episode before that, it's like Brooke carries this whole podcast.
Well,
like,
what's hard is like
each episode, people are going to like one person more every time.
I just can't read them anymore because it's like, then I'm so hypercritical about everything that I say and do.
Yeah.
That it's like, all of a sudden, I'm not even my own self. And I'm thinking about like, oh my God, am I responding properly? Like, I just can't think about that because I like want to have a normal fucking conversation with my fucking best friend. Absolutely. And she's going to laugh at me because I'm making a fucking joke and she knows it.
You tell him. I like this side of you. Pop off, Brooke.
Sorry.
Okay. So what now? I shouldn't drink. I shouldn't text anyone I'm texting. I should probably be with this 6'8 amazing man. We have a white box.
What does Mr. 6'8 do? What's with your wheeze? Are you good? Like, is this from the cancer weed you smoked?
It might be.
What does he do? I'm scared. So funny. Wait, tell me.
So he played professional basketball for a really long time.
Well, that, as you do.
And slayed. 6'8". And absolutely slayed. He's 34 now. You eventually stop doing that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, some people don't, but some people do. And... I can't even tell you.
What is it?
I'm gonna start crying.
What does he do? Can I guess?
Yeah, but you never will.
Okay, go. Just tell me. Rip the band-aid.
Obviously, because he's 6'8", he's able...
No, I'm so worried.
Maybe, let's say, if he were to act, he could play roles that a lot of other people couldn't.
Like what?
Because you have to think about the fact that in every scary movie you see, horror movie you see...
What does he do, Tana?
There are monsters.
No. No! No. Literally, no.
I'm having a panty.
You're having a panty.
It's actually a very, very cool job.
It's very, it's cool.
Like, that's it's cool. Just hilarious. Like, so he works with like Blumhouse and like all the fucking like horror movie things and will sit in special effects for like hours and hours and hours and be these like terrifying things with like animatronics but, like,
what
and shit.
A specific job.
I know, right?
I like. Because
I didn't really know that. Like, I knew that he played basketball.
Well, yeah, like someone's got to do it, you know?
Absolutely. And then on his Instagram, there's like a couple different things like of him doing. And I was just like, oh, maybe this is like a side project. Like, you know what I mean? No, it's like fully.
It's so crazy not to cut you off. But like, so you went out like it was it you and him at all? Or was it like you and him and his friends? No, that's not going to work. See, that is where I draw the line. Tana Marie. It is cool. It's for sure cool.
It's definitely cool. It's just the funniest job ever.
Like, I think we are a little bit like, we have like a warped understanding. Like, if I were still in Arizona or something and you told me like that was his job, I'd be like, he is so fucking cool.
There's like action figures of him. If he goes to a Comic-Con, he's super famous.
Wait, one of my little boyfriends, I just went to Party City and he was like on every little thing at Party City.
Really?
Yeah. Did you go and meet up with his friends? Like, you're normal to me, but like, I forget. You're like actually like, you're like pretty famous. You can't just like go on a date.
No, last night too. That's one thing that, oh my God, it absolutely kills me. Every single time I go on a Hinge date, like without fail. And this, I'm like, this is such a flex. I don't mean it like that though, because it sucks in the moment. Every single time I've ever been on a Hinge date, the waiter or waitress has recognized me.
Wait, can I tell you something that happened to me on my date last night?
Tell me.
I'm so sorry to cut you off.
You're fine. You would never say that off camera.
I would never say that if the people weren't gonna yell at me about it. My server last night on my date was my Uber driver from 2017.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
And he literally, but I remembered him so specifically, and it was like actually fucking weird because he's like, oh my God, Brooke. And I was like, oh my God, hi, how are you? I talked to him for a second. And then he walks away and my date's like, who is that? And I'm like, oh, he was my Uber driver at the USC versus U of A game in 2017.
Why do you remember the Uber driver?
Because it was my only time I visited LA before I moved here. And I came for one day. And I remembered him so specifically. We've followed each other since. We've kept in touch with each other. But the fact that I ran into him and I was just like, oh, yeah, that's my Uber driver from 2017 from the USC versus U of A game.
It kind of makes you look caring and like you remember things.
I know, but just so random. Like, and for him, he works at Nobu now. And like, that's just his vibes.
That's his vibes. That's okay, though. That's good. Check this out really quickly.
Okay.
So I specifically do weed out men on Hinge. Like, the one thing that I really do is like, if you know about me, like if you message me on Hinge and you're like, there's no way this is the real you, blah, blah, blah. It's not my journey.
Yeah.
And like, of course, I appreciate anyone who like fucks with and follows my shit and like whatever, so on and so forth.
Yeah, but that's not
but I don't necessarily want to date someone who has this entire predisposed idea of who I am before I even go on the date. And like, I know nothing about you and you know like hella shit about me. Like, I think it's weird. So I purposefully will like find, and I talk to guys a lot before I go on the date as well. Like, I want to know you kind of sure, know nothing yeah. about me. And obviously, if we follow each other on Instagram or they ask what I do, like, if you're finding out through yeah. me, that's okay. But, like, if you already know, you know what I mean? So, like, this guy has no idea what I do, like, at all. I was explaining it to him, like, a little last night on our date. But the server comes up. And I was already talking to the server. He was, like, this cutie little guy. He had, like, pride nails on. I was like, they're so cute. Like, blah, blah. We were being super nice back and forth, you know? And then finally, he comes up towards the end of the date. And he's like, are you Tana? Like, in front of this guy. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. Like, and I'm not gonna be mean to this nice guy. So of course I'm like, yes, how are you? Like, oh my God. And we just like talk and whatever. And that's all fine and good. You know, obviously that's gonna, if you're gonna date me, that's something you're gonna have to like, yeah. get you, I guess, like deal with or whatever. But the guy looks dead ass at me and he's like, I support you through everything. Like, I buy your OnlyFans all the time. You're like, your weed line, you're this, you're that, whatever.
Read the room.
Like, brings up my OnlyFans in front of this man who definitely has no fucking idea I do it. And I was just like,
oh no.
I just played it off.
You're like, only what?
Like, you're gonna bring my OnlyFans? And it's funny because afterwards I went over Amari and Lila. I didn't even talk about this at all. I made Amari go to EP and LP last night and spy on my date, Amari, Paige, and Lila.
I'm so sad that you did not like bring me on for that job, because I would have loved to do that. That's like my dream, is to like,
you're more than
full
welcome.
Disguise, like sit across from my friend. What are you doing?
I don't know. Anyways,
wait, how much longer do we have? I'm gonna pee myself. Should I pee? Should I pee or should we finish?
Let's just finish.
Okay.
It's your dream to spy on a date. Well, you were busy.
I would love to. Oh, you're right.
You can spy on my Hinge.
You're right. I had my little double date.
Double date.
My double date.
Yeah, so day. They went and they spied. But so afterwards, I was like, oh my God, my friends are just like here. So then I went and like linked with them afterwards, you know? And the waiter comes back over and he goes, did I ruin that? Like, blah, blah, like to Amari's table to me. And I was like, no.
You're like,
awful.
I don't know. Yeah, I think what our new thing right now, especially if we're going to try to get you out of this like really toxic ex cycle, one date every 2 weeks. Once a week is like maybe unrealistic. I'm doing that.
That's easy. No, that's honest to God. Like, I started off this episode like very much being like, I'm in a terrible, terrible place. It's not that. I just need to like have control of my decisions. And if I'm not in therapy by the next solo episode of Canceled, then I'm super wrong. I need to go back to therapy and I need to like hold myself accountable. And I really am just sad that I can't be friends with Chris.
Yeah. And it is sad.
And I don't know how to.
It is sad. It's the worst feeling.
Like, I've just been sobbing for days. I just don't know how to handle it. You know, like, I really, really wish we could be. And it's making me super sad. And it's,
I think you can't. It's tornadoes my life. It's just you have to be friends like from a distance. You can't be hanging out all the time. You can't be spending time with his friends like you used to.
I know.
It has to be like check in on him. And yeah, that's just it.
And that's just like a hard pill to swallow, that some people, no matter how hard you try, you cannot.
It's all or not, but it is like you, I mean, it was too much to like,
dude, like ever. I was in such a good headspace. Like, life is good. Yes, I've been stressed and shit. And like, I was a little like crazy and fun and wild and Cabo and shit,
but I wasn't in a dark place. It sends you into like an immediate spiral. Yeah.
Yeah. And like now, like obviously the consequence of my own actions now have me in just like a pretty dark headspace. And I definitely have to hold myself accountable. So
we're going to go to therapy. You're going to get your little new house and you're going to have a whole new start. And we're going to go on one date a week. And only Jewish men.
You think this man's gonna be your boyfriend?
I hope so.
Really? That's exciting. 15 reasons. Someone get me help. Thanks for listening to this episode of Canceled.
We love you guys so much. We love you. Don't cancel us or something. Like,
Pick I'm gonna me. Cancel myself, if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna piss myself. Bye.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.